You're listening to a Student Radio Conference 2018 podcast, supported by Abrupt Audio. For help with all things podcasts, go to abruptaudio.com.
Podcasting is such a great platform to get your voices out there. In 2018, where so many things are being spoken about, how important is it for you to have that on something that I presume is very close to your heart?
It's really important that I think what's different about our podcast is that it is, it's not something that would be broadcast on a commercial radio station or a network, really, because I think people are kind of scared of advertisers and are worried about what content goes out, etc. So it's a really safe space for Dan and I to just be our truest selves. And I've forgotten your question. Why is it important?
Yeah, why is it important to have that platform?
Because what we're doing is we're showing everybody, we're showing the world that there shouldn't be a division between gay and non-gay people, and that actually those labels are defunct. They shouldn't exist. We're just people.
Exactly.
And the whole point of a gay and a non-gay is to kind of highlight that, put a spotlight on it, and show everyone that, in fact, actually the main difference between Dan and I are not our sexuality.
No, absolutely.
Just how we both behave differently as people.
Yeah, no, completely. I was listening to something on the way up here.
Oh, thanks.
It's like, it's really honest and raw at times.
Yeah.
Particularly some of the earlier stuff. Is that ever challenging, you know, when you sit down to get that, or do you literally just see you and Dan in the room talking and it's a lot easier in that sort of situation?
I think it's easy to just speak, like Dan and I seem to just speak and then end up somewhere we didn't expect to be.
Yeah.
It's challenging to be in the room in the moment. I don't really think about how I'm being so honest.
And then
what's challenging is when I don't do the edit for a reason. It's challenging hearing the edit and going, am I happy with that going out? And a couple of weeks ago, I was really unhappy because I started thinking, like, if my boyfriend or husband's mum listens to this, like, that's a bit weird. Like, all this information is there. But it's helping a lot of people. And I think, you know, people are being more honest about who they are now.
Yeah, no, I agree. And I think what you do is brilliant for that. And as you said, you've had people come up to you.
Yeah.
I mean, in this day and age, if you haven't heard the word of podcasting or listening to one, you're a bit of an idiot, perhaps. being frank, I think it's
or
something
old,
like 20
or yeah
old. Or old. Yeah. I think 25% have listened to a podcast now in the UK or something. That was Rajar. So what advice would you have for people at Student Radio Conference with that audience clearly there? I know you alluded to it, getting out there. What would you do?
Yeah, don't block yourself. Just get on with it. Just get it done. And be yourself, I think. Be the most authentic you. That's the you that people relate to.
The Student Radio Conference 2018 is supported by Abrupt Audio. If you're making or thinking of making a podcast, the guys at Abrupt Audio are happy to help. Check them out at abruptaudio.com and join their free podcasting community on Facebook by going to podtips.net.